The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get right to it. All right, this is very interesting what's going on in Detroit. Kind of not interesting, but kind of sad. We have a sick out that is forcing thousands of children to stay home, as all but three of Detroit's schools are closed for the day. A few hundred Detroit teachers are picketing outside the district headquarters, from what we're learning right now from ABC News, protesting the possibility that some will not receive paychecks during the summer months if Detroit public schools run out of money. The district's state-appointed transition manager, Stephen Rhodes, says 45,000 of approximately 46,000 students, 45,628, were forced to miss classes Monday, as 1,562 teachers called in sick. The mass, quote-unquote, sick out has forced the district to close 94 of its 97 schools. Detroit schools are expected to be out of cash starting July 1. The state earlier gave the district $48.7 million in emergency funding to keep it open through June 30th, as the legislature considers a $720 million restructuring plan. Rhodes says this restructuring plan is needed to pay teachers who've chosen to have their checks spread over the full year. So, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says the sick out that has closed all the schools is not constructive and hampers efforts to persuade lawmakers to approve the $720 million rescue package. The governor told reporters in Flint on Monday that he hopes the House approves the Senate passed legislation this month. Wow. Boy, are they, I gotta tell you, man, Michigan is going through a lot. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't understand what the problem is, okay? One source had said when Detroit was filing bankruptcy and they were going through all the financial turmoil they were going through, is many of the upper middle class and upper class wealthier taxpayers left the area when the recession hit. So the percentage of people paying taxes dropped. And with 45% of the country not paying taxes, if that percentage mimicked very similarly big cities such as Detroit, you have only 55% of the population paying taxes. And if much of that 55% of the higher income bracket left and fled during the recession, you don't have enough money going into the tax system. And so what's very, very frustrating for Michiganans, and if you pronounce it, people live in Michigan, Michiganans, okay? See, Nevadans is easy. I'm from Nevada. We're a Nevadan. So Michiganans, is between Flint and the halfway crap that happened with that. I mean, I don't understand how that could have even happened. I mean, you know, you're looking at the pipes, you're supposed to have government agencies, you're supposed to have a mayor on top of it, and it sounds like the original mayor is gone. So you don't really hear much about the original mayor during all this happened, when this happened, but you check the waters. You know, these things should be done on a regular basis. You don't just check for, you know, foreign substances and for toxins and for bacteria just once a year. I mean, this should be done on a regular level. There's supposed to be regular checks being done. And then if it's not, you immediately rectify the situation. And it's, I mean, this is where our tax dollars are going. So that was a complete cluster. But now we're seeing the cluster, and not only did it affect pensions, and now it's affecting teachers. So you have teachers who won't get paid this summer for the work that they're doing. And they're sick of it, and I don't blame them. So they walk out. I don't know what the answer is, but what's happening in Detroit, okay, is an example of what happens when there's more expenditures than tax dollars going in. This is a perfect example of that. So what they are paying out is less than what they're getting in. And whether it was that, you know, wealthier Americans that would have spent more in taxes fled or not, I don't know what the theory is, but we see the numbers. Okay, and what is happening in Detroit can definitely happen in all of our cities and in all of our states, counties. So we need to get our acts together. And I'm not trying to go off on a political tangent saying less spending, less spending, less spending. But we need to spur employment. We need to spur more tax dollars going into the system. And we need to have smart ways for tax dollars to go in. The reason why I find I talk a lot about the economy is one thing I really, really love to do is fundraise. Okay, I love fundraising. And I can't stand asking people for money. But what I like to do is fundraise or bring in donations that are non-money. Because I realize relying on a steady flow of funds is always temporary. Your income will always be temporary, okay? Your job will be temporary. You know, if you own a foundation or a nonprofit, okay, you will not have a consistent flow of funds all the time. This is why Planned Parenthood freaked out when Susan Komen for the Cure wanted to stop funding during the recession. Okay? You know, everybody starts to freak out. So you need to come up with a way where you're not just 100% reliant on money. Okay? And so when you look at this, there's got to be a better way to do things. Like when I was bringing up with the healthcare, where we have these clinics throughout the state, these free clinics throughout the state and throughout the country, what we do is we have it could be a volunteer cycle. There could be some sort of a reward. We give doctors and nurses who do this. But if we have everybody donate one day for free, you could operate these clinics without having to pay and spend government money. And we could reward doctors or nurse practitioners or et cetera with other sorts of rewards, okay, for their time. Maybe we give them a tax break. You see what I mean? And I don't understand why people don't think like that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of us, we've watched The Biggest Loser, all right? And we want to know what happens to them afterwards. And every now and then there's an article and it's showing, you know, these people are happy and they're doing good and they're all excited, etc. Well, a new study has come out saying, oh, no, it's not all that good. They say their metabolisms are wrecked and many of them gain their weight back. According to this article, this comes from Jezebel. At the end of every season of The Biggest Loser, there is an unspoken collective bracing by the contestants and the public. 16 contestants have made impressive progress transforming their bodies. They lose hundreds of pounds. They pounds. They build new muscle. On the show's ranch, they show how diet and exercise is everything. And then they go out into the real world. And they say a new study published today in the journal Obesity indicates that these contestants face much more than mental challenges in their effort to maintain their weight loss. Now, a group of researchers led by Dr. Kevin Hall, a metabolism expert at the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, studied what happened to the bodies of Season 8 contestants 6 years after the show. The research found that after such an intense period of diet and exercise, the contestants' bodies fought tirelessly to regain the lost weight. He said, it's frightening and amazing. This was in an article with the New York Times. He says, I am just blown away. Two factors may be the contributing factors. A decrease of the hormone called leptin, which controls hunger, and a damaging resting metabolism. When contestants began the show, their resting metabolism, which is basically the number of calories they burnt per day, was normal for them. While any dieting regimen will result in decreased metabolism, the contestants' changes were so radical that it was virtually impossible to eat so little that the body could maintain its current weight. They said also in the 6 years following, their metabolisms never recovered and their metabolisms became slower. Now, this is something we have talked about many times on this show, on how your metabolism will many times be destroyed because of the improper ways you diet. Your body will go into shock and go, wait a second. Okay, I am going to be, unfortunately, going through an episode of starving or an episode of a lack of my normalcy. So everybody hold the phone. Let's all, you know, slow down our metabolism. Let's slow this down until we can figure out what the hell is going on. And if you don't reset yourself and teach your body its new norm, it will still stay in low metabolism mode. So he summarized this study as 6 years after season 8 ended 17 of the 16 contestants. 17 of the 16. There's only 16 contestants, went to the NIH last fall for 3 days of testing. The researchers were concerned that the contestants might try to frantically lose weight before coming in, so they shipped equipment to them that would measure their physical activity and weight before their visit and had the information sent remotely to the NIH. The contestants received their metabolic results last week, and they were shocked. And So the season's winner, Danny Cahill, started the show at 430 pounds. He ended the show at 191 pounds, which was the biggest weight loss in the show's history. He now is back to 295 pounds, burns 800 fewer calories than one would expect a man from his size. Dina Mercado started at 248 pounds, ended at 173 pounds. She now weighs 205.9 pounds and burns 437 calories less than expected. Sean Alger, and again, I didn't see this season, so I don't know these people, started at 444 pounds, lost and ended up at 289 pounds, but regained all the weight. He's now over 450 and burns 458 fewer calories than expected. So he goes, he drinks the beer, boom, he gains 20 pounds. Allie Vincent went from 234 pounds down to 112 to become the winner of season 5 and the series' first female champion. All right? Unfortunately, now she has returned to her pre-show weight. So what I remember, and again, I haven't watched the show in years, but what I remember, there's a male trainer and a female trainer. They're very kind of rough, you know, talking. They're very abrupt. And they keep these people exercising and motivated and exercising and motivated. And then they interview the people going, oh, this sucks. This is so rough. But you see them transform. You see them happy. And it's, like, amazing. Unfortunately, one of them had to end up going to Weight Watchers to try to keep the weight down. And I have to admit, Weight Watchers seems to be the most successful because, again, we need long-term. So the trick to any weight loss or any weight management is finding what screws your metabolism and stop it. For most of us, it's sugar and it's carbs. I know that in my case. I exercise a lot. I exercise 30, 45 minutes in the morning and 30, 45 minutes in the evening. I've been doing that now for about a year and a half, and nope, weight doesn't come off. Why? Because I love my carbs. And I love being physically active. I got a lot of muscle. I'm very toned, but I love my carbs. And that is what slows down my metabolism. With the amount of muscle I have, I should look like I should be really, really fit and look really, really tight. And I don't. And I know it. Listen, I love my carbs, okay? You know, it's going to be eventually this is going to be a very, very tough thing for me to do. One of my kids' friends told me to join the Biggest Loser, not so much because of my weight, because he thought I was a loser. So he could be right on that respect. So that was like a double whammy. So, you know, and we've talked about, okay, so many of you will crash diet. The reason why we never say to crash diet is because your crash diet scares your body. Remember, what is your body designed for? Your body is designed for survival. Everything about your body is designed for survival. Your body doesn't give a damn about you losing weight and having a cute butt or having ripped abs. That's not what your body cares about. Your body really, really cares about survival. So when you go through an episode of stress for a long period of time, like Survivor, you know, being away and losing weight and starving or being on alone, then now there's that new show Alone. Okay, so when your body goes through those changes, okay, your body's like, it's smart. It's like, okay, wait a second here. Slow everything down. Now, let's say you do eat, and then you eat well for a day or two. Okay, your weight's going to go right back up, but your metabolism won't. Because your metabolism goes, something is wrong here. Something's wrong. This is why people who do chronic diet pills end up gaining weight a lot, because it messes with their metabolism. Your body wants to make sure you survive long term. So your job is to make sure to find things that increase your metabolism. Exercise does, drinking plenty of water, making sure you poop regularly. If you guys aren't having regular bowel movements, that's going to be a problem. You need to make sure you are frequently pooping. I don't want you having diarrhea or anything, but if you're constipated, that's going to be another stressor on the body, and the body's not going to want to lose weight. You need to make sure you're getting in your vegetables. Vegetables do very, very well. They also find that calcium helps. Calcium helps you lose weight. So calcium's another biggie. So these are things I want you to look at. Many of you decide, though, instead to go to Jell-O shots, and we got some news about Jell-O shots. Jell-O shots are not an afternoon snack. And they say many underage Americans down these Jell-O shots. And a study has found that they are more likely to binge drink and later become involved in alcohol-fueled fights. Now, Boston University researchers surveyed more than 1,000 alcohol users aged 13 to 20 and found just over 20% had consumed Jell-O shots in the last 30 days. Rates were slightly higher among females than males and higher among those whose homes with lower incomes than those without internet access. Compared to those who did not consume Jell-O shots, users consumed alcohol an average of slightly more than 2 more days per week and had more drinks per month. And Jell-O shot users got into more fights after consuming alcohol. Now, the study didn't say if you take a Jell-O shot, you're going to become a raging alcoholic, but it does obviously, I mean, you know, for those of us that like to get our alcohol, I guess, in a variety of ways, those of us smart enough to do so in a Jell-O shot fashion are going to be more wily when it comes to the spirits. And so it makes sense. So further research is needed to see, you know, if people taking Jell-O shots become naturally more aggressive. Maybe it's the gelatin or the protein in it. Is a red Jell-O shot worse than a green Jell-O shot? That's interesting. If you down a blue Jell-O shot, are you going to be more nice and calm than somebody downing a red Jell-O shot? Now that's a study. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Hey, Tommy! Such a good guy.
Hi.
All right, there was, we love you, Tom. There was a baby born with 15 fingers and 16 toes. The parents of a three-month-old boy in China are now seeking help for their son. A total of 31 dedos, 31 fingers and toes. Hong Hong is his name. Hong Hong lives in China's Human Province and was born with something called polydactylism, which is polydactyl, meaning many dactyls or many fingers. It's a congenital condition in which the individual has extra fingers and toes and has two palms, but get this, no thumbs on either hand. Now, this has been reported by Central European News. The boy's mother also has the abnormality and was born with one extra finger and toe on each of her hands and feet. The couple was worried that their child would inherit the condition, but doctors found no birth defects during prenatal scans. Now, that blows my mind, because when you do the ultrasound, you see the baby, and the baby sits there and waves, and, you know, you're like, oh, the baby's waving to me, and you see the fingers, and you see the digits. So you're kind of wondering what type of ultrasound was used, because this would have been seen, especially if these fingers had, you know, bone formation. When the baby was born, he had 7 fingers on his right hand and 8 on his left, along with 8 toes on each feet. Zhao Chenglin, Hong Hong's father, said the family had visited multiple hospitals and learned that their son can be operated on between 6 months and 1 year of age, which would cure the abnormality. However, the family are migrant workers and are unable to raise the $15,548 to the $77,000 needed to cover the procedure. So they're now reaching out to local charities and hoping the public will help give their son a more normal childhood. One difficulty is that the boy's condition is not life-threatening and therefore not perceived as a priority compared to those condition of those suffering from more severe diseases. So, I mean, thank God we have, like, GoFundMe pages and we have options, you know, for families. I don't have if they're using GoFundMe. I mean, they're in China. I don't know if there's another site that they're using or just trying to get local donations. But that's tough. I mean, you know, you're looking at a very healthy boy that unfortunately has you wonder what the dexterity too. I mean, I we don't really see a lot of these children grow to adults, so we don't have a lot of studies knowing that if having multiple fingers allows them benefit, like with typing, with texting, with fine motor skills, you know, or is it a deficit? We believe it to be a deficit because of the bullying and the social ostracizing. But, you wonder if this is a gift that unfortunately has to be operated on before anybody could, you know, realize it. And, again, nobody wants to put their child through that, so I understand that. But, you know, they are having issues getting funds because, you know, you have people trying to save their kid with cancer or kid with a heart condition, et cetera. And, hopefully we have plenty of people out there who are willing to help. But, to get the surgery done for $15,000, that would be cheap. But unfortunately, it could go up to $77,000. So we'll keep you posted if we hear more on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. State investigators are now pretty upset at NYU Langone Medical Center for lapses in safety procedures and communications when a patient, unfortunately, while having surgery, was in an operating room that caught fire. They say probers cited a communications failure between the surgeon and an anesthesiologist who was not aware that a certain instrument would be used in the presence of oxygen. And this was a blaze back in 2014. They said it was evident that the hospital failed to provide surgical services that conformed to current standards of practice. So, I guess while the patient was having surgery, there was an instrument that started a fire. We talked about this on air a couple years ago, I think, when this happened. My guess is it was one of these bovies that we use that spark a lot of times as you cut through skin. It's a very, very common instrument. And I guess the oxygen that was being used during the procedure, something lit something. And it's kind of embarrassing when something like this happens. The report says it was evident that the hospital failed to provide surgical services that conform to current standards of practice. It found that NYU Langone was not in substantial compliance with federal regulations governing surgery and anesthesia. They were inspected on December 30th, 2014, And, yeah, so, guys, I guess, I as a patient, I don't know how to prevent this. I mean, already I've given you guys so much to do. I've told you to draw on your body which leg, you know, if you're having a leg amputation or a leg operated on or a breast operated on. I already told you not waterproof ink. Permanent ink to write this side and not this side, dummy, or whatever, on one side or the other. I've already told you guys to, make sure that, your medicines are in check, make sure your doctor is, supervising, I don't know how you would make sure that they wouldn't light your operating room on fire, but that is ridiculous. All right, well, hopefully it doesn't happen again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of fire, it looks like fireworks sales have started to ease up a little bit. And so I didn't realize that because I haven't bought any fireworks. So I guess now we're seeing a rise in accidents from kids now playing with fireworks. I mean, who knew? So we look here at, I apologize, all right, and I'm sorry, now I'm having a... all right, they say there's been a sharp increase in the number of U.S. children who have been hospitalized with fireworks-related burns since the restrictions have been eased. They've analyzed national data and found a slight increase since 2006 in the number of patients younger than 21 with fireworks-related burn injuries that were treated and released by the U.S. But the investigators found a much larger increase in the percentage of patients in that age group who were admitted to the hospital for their burn injuries. So... we have an issue where I guess it's getting easier for kids to get fireworks. I haven't personally seen an easing up of fireworks. I'm not seeing that in my neck of the woods. But what I am seeing is a lot of kids can get sparklers and a lot of the illegal ones very easily. I mean, you could go to a store, and buy these. And so, one of my, brothers, in-laws, cousins, unfortunately went blind. They were all playing with fireworks and something, snapped into his eye. One of these, I think it's one of those ones where they're cracklers that crackle around and jump around. Well, it hit his eye and blinded his cornea and he's blind in one eye. So, I mean, we've witnessed it firsthand in our family. So it's some scary stuff. And so, we're going to be coming up on fireworks season. Cannot wait. I love 4th of July. I love it a lot. And I love the big fireworks, you know, and you're like, ooh, ah, ooh, they're so pretty. But unfortunately, danger. So you need to watch that. There was a very interesting study saying living near a Target or Walmart raises, very interesting. Living near a Target may actually raise your housing prices. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about that. I mean, Target's already under some media fire for their rule on transgender bathroom rules. I guess I believe they're now allowing anybody to use any bathroom, whether it's male, female, etc. So they're undergoing a little bit of media backlash with that. But they say if your home is near a Target, it seems to help housing prices. If it's near a Walmart, it doesn't. We have more on that when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I stand corrected. If you live near a Walmart, it helps your housing prices as well. Just not as much as living near a Target. All right, this is in the news today. I found that fascinating. All right. They say, according to Realty Track Report, they looked at 27 zip codes throughout the San Antonio, New Braunfels area. Homes near a Target posted a stronger value appreciation and sales prices than homes next to a Walmart. But when it came time to sell, homeowners next to one of the local Targets saw a 22% appreciation and an average increase of more than $45,000 in price, $450 in price compared to when they first purchased the home. In Walmart area residents, on the other hand, they saw an 18% appreciation with an average increase of $27,624. They say nationally the numbers looked a bit different, where Target area homeowners posted a 27% increase in sales price, so those next to Walmart posting a 16% hike. So, this report was called Walmart versus Target. Which superstore gives homeowners super returns? And I guess Target won. Now, in terms of locations, Target has less locations than Walmart. And again, this was one study in one town, obviously. But it's interesting. Zip codes with only a Target presence and no Walmart. There were, in this study, 41,000 homes, and the average median sales price of the home was $250,000. These were $250,000 homes. The average last median sales price was $208,000. The average price gain was $45,000, which was 22%. Now, the zip codes where there was only a Walmart present, there were 210,000 homes in the study. The average median sales price was $178,000. Average last median sales price, $151,000. Average price gain, $27,000. So it appreciated by 18%. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, the houses appreciated anyway. But this is interesting. Okay, because one thing I'm noticing, you know, every now and then I drive around my big, beautiful city, and there's parts of the city that I don't usually go to because it's far, and I have everything within a 5-mile radius. I got my Walmart, I got my Target, you know, work roughly, my studio, and then now my new job at Toro, that's about 17 miles away, so that's a little different. No, actually not 17, it's about 25 miles away. But that's all right. But anyway, for the most part, prior to my new job teaching, I really didn't have to leave more than a 5-mile radius. You know, I have friends on the other side of town. I'm like, but that's too far. I'm going to have to fill up my gas tank twice to get to you. And I mean, you don't. I mean, it's only, come on, it's only 20 miles away, but still. So, you know, so, and I find that, anyway, so I was driving around the other day, actually when it was Nevada Blood Donation Day last week, and I was driving around to the different areas, I noticed that a lot of super centers and a lot of these shopping areas, they look very similar. There's a Target, then there's maybe a Best Buy or a Sports Chalet, which is going to be no more. I think even Sports Authority, I hear, is now possibly closing. You PetSmart. So you end up seeing the very similar of the shopping centers. And I guess suburbia, seems to have its advantages because, you know, you have the homes around there, you have the super center. So when people see a super center, they think suburbia. And it's interesting because I was in San Diego this weekend. San Diego, gorgeous, gorgeous city, but very different. There's like homes everywhere. You're driving around on the freeway, you're seeing homes here, homes there, homes everywhere. Whereas in Vegas, there's certain sections of where the homes are. Yeah, you have a lot of homes sprinkled downtown area, etc., but, you know, most of the neighborhoods, they're just separate home areas. It's very, very interesting. So, what I recommend is, you know, it's interesting. Target, Walmart. Now, what I am afraid of, though, is somebody could construe this study as if you're near a Walmart, then you're in a less expensive part of town. Now, Walmarts will generally be in the more industrial. Yet, I mean, I see areas where there's, you know, multi-million dollar homes and there's a Walmart up the street. So that's not true. Walmarts could be anywhere. But it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Look, anytime there's Walmart news, I am there. All right, here. Okay, we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about skin and ruling out skin cancer as we're starting to go into the hotter months. We got Mother's Day coming up, so we're going to have to talk about Mother's Day. I don't know what to get my mother. Gosh, I want to get my mother a one-way plane ticket. That's really hard. That's Mother's Day coming up. We'll figure it out. I'll help you guys come up with inexpensive. Here's the thing with Mother's Day, okay? It's not a gift per se. Well, some of us moms, I mean, we want a decent-looking gift. I mean, we want, you know, none of this ashtray thing, okay? I mean, I don't smoke. Don't be giving me an ashtray. But what moms want in terms of gifts is a way that connects you two. Okay? Remember, that's what moms are about. Dads, they're like, you know, give me a Playboy subscription, or get me beers from around the world, or get me a sports package subscription on cable. They're easy. They don't need the lovey-dovey. But moms are different. Moms want a gift where you connect, which is why some of the best Mother's Day gifts are trips. Take your mom on a trip. Take her to Catalina. Take her to Disneyland. Take her to, I know. I'd rather she be mad at me. I couldn't handle a day trip, you know, because I got to travel with my mom. I love my mom. Just can't, you know, handle being in the same room with her for more than 10 minutes. I always make the mistake of taking my mom to a movie. Now, she likes going to movies. So, like, this Sunday, we're probably going to go to a movie. The problem is that there's no connecting. Because after the movie, we, you know, go, bye, Mom. Okay. So get her a gift that connects you two. So a photo album, that really works. You got to be careful. Don't have any dead relatives in there, okay? Because then she'll never look at it. But a photo album or a charm bracelet, where, you know, or a necklace where you wear half and she wears half. If you're a boy, I don't know, give her one of your hangnails. You know, I keep a lot of my kids' teeth and hair and things like that. And bronze a tooth for her or something like that. You know, and, you know, I'm still your baby. She will love that stuff, and it's cheap. Okay? Do not. Okay, and this is where a lot of you guys make the mistakes. I know, because you call me the day after Mother's Day. Do not ask your mother to move in with you on Mother's Day. You're going to feel a lot of guilt. I know. Mother's Day's coming. You are going to feel so much guilt that you won't know what to do. All right? And you're going to be like, you know what, Mom? Just move in with us. And your wife is going to divorce you. And your whole life now is going to be completely up in shambles. Do not do that. There's going to be a lot of guilt. I already know. I can already feel the guilt cloud coming. Mother's Day is, I don't know how many days away, and I am already stressing over what I'm going to do. I am so scared. I am so nervous. So just don't do that. Have the gift ready. Okay, and I know a lot of you guys don't want to do that. You always want to shop last minute because you're like, well, it's Mom. Don't do the gift card. I do the gift card, you know, because I don't know what to get my mom to make her happy. But I do a gift card so at least I'm good, you know, with the gift. But that's not really what they want. They don't want a gift card. Okay? They want something that connects you two. So, Tom, I don't know how you and your mom connect, but I don't know, maybe send her your dirty shirt and say, Mom, can you wash it? Because I love the smell of the detergent that you use, and then I won't wear it again or something like that. I don't know.
I would be very afraid that my shirt would come back reeking of marijuana.
That's awesome. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.